We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, it's all over the news, and it started in China, and now we're seeing more and more cases in the United States. Okay, not more and more, but a couple. And I mentioned yesterday, I am that person who will put a face mask on a plane in at the drop of a hat. Am I taking it too far? Well, the county health department says they are in touch with the state health department just to make sure we're not missing anything. So what is she talking about? What is she talking about now, you ask? Well, I'm talking about the coronavirus. And here to give us the latest on what we should know, what we need to know, is Dr. Brian Lamb. Dr. Lamb is a primary care physician with Allegheny Health Network. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
Oh, thank you very much.
So it's one of those things that, you know, just in a matter of, it seems like days, but it's probably been a little more than days, this has gone from just a little story that was a story in China that has become a bigger and bigger story here in the United States.
Yes. We have the second confirmed case in America that came out today. Mm-hmm. And what we see with any pandemic or any outbreak, that's usually how it happens. It usually starts off slow and small, and it takes a critical mass or a critical number of patients before we start to realize, hey, this is something a little bit more than what we thought it was.
So the good news for us in Pittsburgh, and I know they now have for, I guess I will call them like screening stations in airports around some of the bigger ones, Atlanta, San Francisco, I think LAX, that have direct flights from China, which we don't have here in Pittsburgh.
No.
So that's a good thing in terms of risk management for our area.
It is. It is. The problem is, though, even, in America and in the world today, we are so mobile that even though we are screening people when they come in, you have to worry about people that have come in possibly in the last 2 weeks. It takes up to 2 weeks for the virus to actually show itself. And so we're kind of playing catch up by looking back and trying to see who could have been exposed before, we knew about this.
And that's what I understand one of the biggest challenges is with this coronavirus is there is that period of time where you may not be symptomatic. You may not know that you've come in contact.
Exactly. With most viral infections, it takes a few days to a few weeks from exposure to actually developing those symptoms. With this virus, we're not sure how long after exposure a patient is actually contagious. We are looking right now at approximately a two-week span. And when you look back at that, I mean, we're talking about, the very beginning of January before any of us had even heard of this coronavirus. And anyone who had been traveling to that area of China, there's possibility of exposure.
And so what should people be doing? I mean, I mentioned when we talked about this yesterday, and I had traveled to Vietnam and Thailand last year, and I mentioned that face masks are very common in that part of the world, and people kind of wear them all the time.
Yeah.
Is that something, I mean, do they really make a difference in those situations?
Well, when you're looking at anything that could be spread by respiratory droplets, yes, there is a possibility that could be helping. One, to protect yourself from being exposed to it, but two, also, if someone is infectious, them wearing a mask may actually be more beneficial than you wearing one to protect yourself. Unfortunately, what happens is, even if you're wearing a mask, the viruses can come in contact with you when you take your mask off, if you haven't washed your hands, if you touch your nose or your mouth. And so when we look at that, wearing masks would only be one part of the way to protect yourself.
And you mentioned washing your hands.
Washing your hands.
I was going to say, and that's kind of underrated.
It's underrated, and it's one of the things we talk about any time in the winter, especially now. You know, in America, our biggest threat right now is still flu season. I mean, mm-hmm. we're right in the midst of flu season. And that's one of the things we always tell our patients, you know, when they ask, what is the best thing that I can do to prevent the flu? Other than, of course, the flu vaccine, it's to wash your hands. You know, continuously washing your hands, because if you've picked up that virus, if you wash it off your hands, you're not going to actually expose it to yourself.
And we don't always pay attention sometimes. I mean, we talk about washing our hands, but even, you know, when you touch your eye, you touch other parts of your face, it's not so much putting your hand in your mouth.
No, exactly.
It can be other things.
Yeah, exactly. We're not children, so most of us aren't just putting our fingers in our mouths, but if you touch your coffee cup and then you put it, you know, and then you drink from it, or you touch your water bottle, you touch the tip of your pen and then you don't even think and you put your pen in your mouth. All of these are ways that you can actually be exposed to it.
So then what's our takeaway, doctor, at this point? I mean, obviously people are watching the news. They're watching it closely because this is an evolving story and washing our hands. Are there other takeaways we need to think about when it comes to this virus?
Well, one is always, you know, one of the things we always tell people is isolation. Okay, and we're seeing that that's what they're starting to do now in China, and they're starting to work on more of a quarantine. And the other thing is to also quarantine yourself. And we think of this, whether it's the coronavirus or even if it's something as common as the flu or the common cold, it's to quarantine yourself. If you're not feeling good, if you're sick, you should not be out amongst other people. You know, it's one of the hard things that we find in America because, you know, in America we take a certain amount of pride by going to work even when we're sick.
Mm-hmm.
We
mm-hmm.
get our job done. And unfortunately what we're doing is we're exposing a lot of other people. You know, and that's one of the things I always have trouble even with my patients is convincing them, you know, you're sick, you need to actually stay home. You
yeah.
know, I don't want you going to work. And I know, you know, a lot of managers and a lot of bosses are going to frown on that. But really, when you look at it, keeping sick workers at home helps protect the rest of your work crew.
Indeed, it does. And when you work in close proximity to people, I have had coworkers that I've literally looked at them and felt like, why aren't you at home? Why are you bringing that here?
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. Lots of good information. Dr. Brian Lamb, thanks so much. Lots of good stuff.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
All right. Have a great afternoon.
You too. Thank you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.